WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Jen Vicks, The Sound of the Possessed. Before that, Helium Super Ball. And before that, Man Trouble with In a Bottle. And now we're going to hear some Milligram.
just I am without disease. There is nothing in this brave new world wrong with me. I am gorgeous. I am finally free from this storm of hands, lips like quicksand and gravity.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and we just heard Taste from Heretics. Before that, A Madness to His Method from Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and Names on Walls from Milligram. And we are ready to get our concert report from Miss Suze, who rules.
Concert report for the upcoming week. This weekend, a new music festival is taking place in Lowell. It's called the Town and the City Festival, and it's orchestrated by the Goddamn Delightful Humans at Porter Productions. Named after the title of Jack Kerouac's first major published work, the Town and the City Festival is inspired by the creativity and exploration for which Kerouac is so famously known. There's a lot more information you can find on Facebook and, of course, on their website, thetownandthecityfestival.com. And first up for the concert report, tomorrow, October 18th, if you're into traditional blues, R&B, rock and roll of the late 50s and early 60s, Matthew Stubbs and Pat Faraday's new band, GA20, are at the Fallout Shelter in Norwood. That's tomorrow night. Doors open at 6. Music and video starts promptly at 7. It goes for about an hour and a half. And then after that, there's a short break, and Bill from the Fallout Shelter conducts a 30 to 45 minute interview with the band. If you aren't familiar with the Fallout Shelter, they're a video recording studio in Norwood that's masquerading as a 70-seat 1940s nightclub in the basement of an 18th century mill building in Norwood, Massachusetts, of course, obviously. And then another one for tomorrow night, Angele Wood is celebrating her 10th year hosting the Boston Emissions radio show, and we are all invited to join her at the celebratory festivities tomorrow night at Once Somerville. There will be performances by Parlor Bells, Stars Like Ours, and also Exit 18. Angele is planning to broadcast Boston Emissions live for some of the show, and she'll also be DJing Boston Rock and Roll. And you should be there tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. over at One Somerville. For new folk singer-songwriters, Amy Fairchild with her full band are at the Burren Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville tomorrow night, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. For indie rock and pseudo-psychedelia, Hope and Things with Menominous are at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 9 p.m. Emo Night Boston is at the Sinclair. It's the Halloween edition tomorrow in Harvard Square, Cambridge at 9:30 p.m. And of course, that features DJs Luke O'Neill and Nick Grieco. Dumb Vision, Boston Cream, Request Freebird, and G. Gordon Gritty are at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge at 10:10 p.m. tomorrow night. Yes, that is correct. It is 10:10, not 10 p.m. tomorrow at the Lily Pad. Singer-songwriters Sarah Levesque and Laura Lee are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And Laura Lee is formerly from Boston, and right now she's on tour from Austin. For reggae, hip-hop, and soul, the Crush Factory has their usual Thursday residency tomorrow night at Bull McCabe's at 10 p.m. in Union Square, Somerville. And one more for tomorrow night. Rock, jam, funk, and blues. It's the Baker Thomas Band Residency over at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And next up, Friday, October 19th, for glam, rock, and rock and roll, Sidewalk Driver, Watts, Justine and the Unclean are at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, 8 p.m. on Friday. And for some rock and roll nostalgia, 7 years ago, earlier this month, Radio hosted their opening night in the space that is now Thunder Road. It was an exuberantly fun night with Sidewalk Driver, the Rationales, John Prideaux International Airport, and the Organ Beats. And now you can see Sidewalk Driver back in that space, now as Thunder Road. Also on Friday, Cat Family presents Prom Do-Over at Once Somerville at 8 p.m. Future teens will play hits from 2004 to 2008. It's a very precise collection of years. Plus, a mystery DJ spins tunes from the 80s through today. And now's your chance to be prom royalty. We take your prom photos and celebrate prom the way it should have been. It will be like in the movies, minus the pressure to find your soulmate. And then another one also on Friday for funk, rock, and blues. Gulliver, the Knockups, Ski Bunny, and Sapling are at the Jeannie Johnston Pub in Jamaica Plain on Friday night at 8:30 p.m. For garage, psych, punk, and pop rock, the Cal Cali Band and also Linda Vienz and Eamon McKeever Duo are at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown at 9 p.m. Linda is one of my favorite singers in Boston, and she and Eamon were in a great Boston band once upon a time called Bad Saints. And I'm forever wishing that band would get back together. Another one for Friday, for full sonic and rhythm assault, Dub Apocalypse are joined by Amy Bellamy from the ABs at Lizard Lounge in Cambridge at 10 p.m. on Friday. And now we're on to Saturday, October 20th. For R&B's modern show band, Miss Fairchild is at Lower Mills Tavern in Boston on Saturday night at 10 p.m. For pop and rock and roll, Chris Trapper, who you should know from the Push Stars, and Frank Mori are in Lowell as part of the Town and the City Festival that I mentioned earlier, and that the Town and the City Festival is happening this weekend in Lowell, and this show is Saturday at 8:15 p.m. For steam, crunk, rock and roll, Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys and the Dromlins are at the Old Court in Lowell. That's at 8:30 on Saturday, also part of the Town and the City Festival. Noir Punk is at Atwood's Tavern on Saturday with the Devil's Twins and the Z-Boys in Cambridge, 10 p.m. at Atwood's Tavern. And then one of the best songwriters in Boston is at Sally O'Brien's on Saturday night, and that is, of course, McNeil, also known as Christian McNeil. Sally's has a new stage and sound system, so if it's been a while since you've been over there, you should check out the festivities on Saturday. It starts at 10 p.m. in Union Square, Somerville. Now we're on to Sunday, October 21st. For country and instrumental rock, it's the Hillbilly Holiday and the Weistronauts over at Aeronaut Brewery in Somerville from 2 to 6:30 p.m. Another one for Sunday, Boston's premiere of Chet's Last Call documentary. It's a documentary and live music with Randy Black and the Heathcroppers, the Dogmatics, and Bim Scala Bim, plus special guests. And it's the documentary is about that iconic dive bar in Boston in the 1980s, and that is at the Arlington Regent Theater on Sunday. For a Sunday matinee of the Mess Around at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge, head over there from 4 to 6 p.m., and they will have their usual messers, Tom Baker of Tom Baker and the Snakes and the Dirty Truckers, Justine Cobalt from Justine and the Unclean, Jay Allen, and then special guest first-timer Linda Bean Party with a stripped-down version of her new project called The Chelsea Curve that she's doing with her partner Tim Gillis. And then another one for Sunday, music inspired by early folk music with a dose of country grit and also mandolin and bass gutter folk duo. It's Dan Blakesley, Driftwood Soldier, and Sunny Jim at State Park in Kendall Square, Cambridge at 8 p.m. And one more for Sunday. If Loretta Lynn and Lucinda Williams are your kind of thing, then you should definitely check out Lonely Lease and the Lost Cowboys. They are at Atwood's Tavern on Sunday, and they're opening for Atomic Americana rock and roll musician, The Last Tycoon. And that's at Atwood's in Cambridge on Sunday at 10 p.m. Next up, it's two shows on Monday, October 22nd. Well, actually, the first one's not a show, it's more of an event. Women in Music are hosting a mix and mingle at Spaces in Harvard Square, Cambridge from 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday. And that's music industry and artist networking. And another one for Monday, Monday Doesn't Have to Suck, weekly residency at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge, featuring Oh the Humanity, Tiny Stills, and Brooke Pridemore. That's at 8 p.m. at Charlie's Kitchen. Next up, three shows for you on Tuesday, October 23rd. Session Americana continues its residency at City Winery Boston on Tuesday at 8 p.m. For Barbershop Quartet, it's Deadline and Tomato Staccato at the Burren in Davis Square at 8:30 p.m. And I really wanted to say Tomato Staccato again. I like that name. I'm not quite sure what that is, but
let's call the whole thing off.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you, Andrew. Awesome. All right, and now for reggae on Tuesday, you can check out Ghetto People Band. They have a Tuesday residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. They do two sets. It starts at 10 p.m. and it usually ends approximately 12:57 a.m. So those are your shows for Tuesday, October 23rd. One more day of shows for you. Wednesday, October 24th. The award for most curious band names, I believe, goes to this show, although Tomato Staccato is close. Jam Sandwich, Magnetic Toboggan, Free Range, and then Zach Bowles. They are all at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, October 24th. And I didn't even want to look up what kind of music it necessarily was. I feel like the names are enough. Jam Sandwich. All right, and now another one for Wednesday, October 24th. Dr. Gasp's 16th annual Halloween special at Once Lounge in Somerville at 8 p.m. Funk, with a rotating cast of incredibly talented vocalists, is also on Wednesday with the ABs. They have a residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. All right, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. By the way, if you're a band with an upcoming show next week, please send us a private message via the On the Town with Mikey D Facebook page. I'll see you out there.
Thank you, Suze.
Cheers.
We shall fight on the internet, we shall fight in the common thread, we shall fight on Twitter and Reddit and Facebook, we shall fight with the trolls and with the bots, we shall fight with each other, we shall fight in the streets and on the commons.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we just heard Red, White, and Bruised from Parlor Bells. Before that, Where the Ground is Rust with Needles from The Milling Gowns. And now, live in Studio D, we're going to hear Pint Killers. We'll be right back.
Bounce.
No foul.
song's called Reaper.
No.
Dude, what are you saying?
Friend.
Thank you.